From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 170 countries signed an agreement Friday at the UN aimed at limiting the rise of global temperatures and slowing the effect of climate change on the planet. The deal was agreed to in Paris at the end of last year, but opened for signatures on Friday, which also was Earth Day. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry represented the U.S. at the UN signing.
All of this is what we now know definitively is what is going to define the new energy future, a future that is already being defined, but even yet to be discovered.
So-called Paris Agreement still has to be ratified in each of the signing countries. In London on Friday, President Obama dived into a heated debate over a June 23rd referendum in which British voters will decide whether their country will remain in the European Union. Mr. Obama made remarks that are a boost for Prime Minister David Cameron, who has come out in support of remaining in the EU.
The EU has helped to spread British values and practices across the continent. The single market brings extraordinary economic benefits to the United Kingdom, and that ends up being good for America.
President Obama's comments have inflamed a so-called Eurosceptics who reject what they say is interference by the U.S. leader in a domestic matter. A report released Friday says the crash of Air Algeria flight to Mali killed 116 people in July of 2014 was caused by a series of crew errors. The crew failed to activate the aircraft's anti-icing mechanism and reacted late when the plane started to stall. This is VOA News. At least